the free throw line. Good. Brody Bargey scores to give the Indians the lead at 2-0 here against Versailles. Here's a shot from the right side up and no good. And we have a jump ball on the rebound. Tying up Versailles was Gavin Evers. First quarter is brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy located in, again, Fort Recovery. Also located in Burn, Indiana and Union City, Indiana. Brody Bargey will bring it down over on the left side to Grant Fortkamp in the left corner. Back outside to Brody Bargey. Now Gavin Evers. Here's Briggs Overman. He'll go down, fire, and miss. Rebound comes down to Briggs. He'll put it back up and good. Briggs Overman scoring. And that makes a score 4-0. Versailles with the basketball. Here's a drive underneath. It's up and good. Scoring that shot for Versailles was, let's see here. That was the Tigers' Drake Arns scoring there. I don't think they ever run out of Arns here at Versailles. Got a lot of great players named Arns here at Versailles High School. There's a pass to Brody Bargey, and it's knocked out of bounds. Versailles will bring it up the court with the basketball. Drake Arns. 4-2 score. Indians are on top here. As Brody Bargey and Briggs Overman both hitting baskets for the Indians to put us up 4-2. Here's a shot from the left side. It is no good. Rebound comes down to Versailles. Back outside it goes. Here's the shot popped and good. Three-pointer, I believe. Jace Watron hits the three-point basket. Nope, they only gave him two. Just two. It's 4-4. We're all tied up. Don't forget Cal Pharmacy, your first quarter scoreboard sponsor, your Health Mart Pharmacies. They have their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. Briggs Overman out front. Three-point shot is no good off the rim, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be given to the Versailles Tigers. Again, Rob Weaver here at Versailles High School. MAC conference game going on here. Versailles is 14-5 on the year. Indians are 6-13. But the Indians have been playing much better as of late. Here's a pass underneath, wide open, good. Blake Monin scoring a layup underneath. And here's the ball out of bounds. It'll be given to Versailles. Fort Recovery lost it out of bounds, 6-4. Versailles on top by 2 points. Tigers will bring it up. Ethan Wilker with the basketball. Again, here at Versailles, Ohio tonight. You've tuned in for the Jay County sectional game. That's being heard on our other station, 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. Shot was missed by Versailles, and Brody Bargey tried to pass underneath to Gavin Evers, and it went way out of bounds. Had a miscommunication there between Gavin and Brody. So Versailles has the basketball. Again, they lead 6-4 here in the first quarter of play. Here's the shot from the free throw line. It is good. Blake Monin scoring. It makes the score 8-4 now. Tigers are up by 4 points. And Overman is stripped of the ball, and Versailles has it underneath and good. Drake Arns hit that one. So we have timeout on the court. Fort Recovery trailing 10-4 here. We'll be back in just a moment from Versailles High School. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperatures because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalp Pharmacy will take the time to understand what your needs are and answer any questions you have. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy, taking the time to listen and care.
Indians trying to regroup here, trailing 10-4. Brody Bargy will pass in to Briggs Overman. Full court press for Versailles. Got a zone press going on. Briggs Overman lost the ball but picks it back up. Now he hooks a pass over to Grant Fortkamp on the left to Brody Bargy. Brody will pass on the left corner to Gavin Evers back outside. With the ball, Briggs Overman. Here's Gavin Evers in the lane. He'll stop. He'll pass over on the right side to Grant Fortkamp. Fortkamp dribbling the ball. Behind the back dribble. Brody Bargy. Top of the key for the Indians. He'll pass in the lane. There's Breaker. He misses the shot. Breaker Judy on the miss. Rebound comes to Versailles. Getting the rebound, Drake Arnes. He'll come down and fire and score. And Fort Recovery's called for a foul. So Drake Arnes with his sixth point of the evening. He'll be at the free throw line, a chance for number seven. Again, a reminder that the Jay County game is being heard on our other stations tonight. 1440 AM, 105.3 FM, Jay County and Delta in the sectional tournament at Connersville. Again, that's being heard on our other stations, 105.3 FM. Free throw is good by Drake Arnes, and the Indians have the basketball. They're trailing now 13-4 here in the early going. Had a packed house here last week when Delta St. John's came to town. Delta St. John's blasted the Tigers last week. There's a pass inside to Briggs Overman. Lost it, got it back, puts it up and in. Well, we finally get off that four. Briggs Overman hits a layup. It's shot by Versailles is missed. Goes out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. Chasing it out of bounds was Ethan Wilker. Indians off to a little rough start here. Trailing by seven, though. Still early in this game. 13-6 is the score. Kalp Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, Kalp Pharmacy has handicapped medical equipment at their Handicapped Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Three-point shot by Judy's no good. Rebound Indians now thrown away. Here's Versailles up and good. Slam dunk by Drake Arnes. Drake Arnes with a slam dunk, and the Indians now trail 15-6. Ball's loose. And it goes to Fort Recovery. Last touch by the Tigers. Rob Weaver here, our studio producer, Sebastian Solis. Here comes the inbounds pass from Brody Bargy. Goes into Gavin Evers back outside. Here's Briggs Overman. Overman dribbling the basketball, passing on the left to Brody Bargy. Bargy out top of the key. Breaker Judy. Back to Briggs. Briggs drives underneath baseline, and he has the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball underneath our own hoop. And Brody Bargy will toss it in here. Here comes the inbounds pass to Breaker Judy on the right. Back out to Briggs Overman down the lane. Pops the shot, and oh, it rolls out of there. Rebounds fought for, and Versailles comes out with it. Down they come very quickly. It's good. Jace Watron. Watron with his fourth point of the night, and it's now 17-6. Indians trailing by 11. Gavin Evers with the basketball. Works his way to the left, drives to the baseline, pops the shot, no good. Rebound comes down, Gavin Evers back up, and good. Gavin Evers with his first basket tonight, and it's 17-8. 9-point lead for the Versailles Tigers here with the basketball. Drake Arnes. Arnes will fire it up and miss. Rebound Briggs Overman. Briggs will bring it down out of the pack. Across the timeline. Right side to Breaker Judy. 7 seconds. Breaker goes in, misses the shot, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. He should have 2 shots. So Breaker could cut the lead down to 7 here, which will be helpful. Breaker Judy at the free throw line. He has yet to score this evening, and he misses the free throw very badly. Come on, Breaker. Come on, Breaker man. Six seconds on the clock, so Versailles will have time for a shot. Free throw is good this time. 17-9. Here's a shot from the left side. Three-pointer misses, and that's the end of the quarter. After one, it's Versailles leading here 17-9 over the Fort Recovery Indians. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, your friendly Health Mart Pharmacy. Don't forget the Cal Pharmacy hours in Fort Recovery. They're open until 7 on Monday nights, until 6 Tuesday through Friday nights. And they're open until 2 on Saturday afternoon. They are closed on Sunday. That's Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. We'll return with the second quarter of play coming up in just a moment.
This is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Need a tough and reliable workhorse? Discover the Kubota RTV X Series at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. These rugged utility vehicles handle any job, whether on the farm or at the job site. With a powerful engine, spacious cargo bed, and versatile features, the RTV X Series is built to get things done. Experience the durability and comfort you need. Visit Hall Brothers today and drive home your Kubota RTV X Series utility vehicle. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your trusted partner for quality Kubota equipment.
Back here at Versailles, we're starting the second quarter. 17-9, Indians down by 8 points as we start this second quarter play. Our second quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. On State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery, here's a three-point shot by Versailles. Missed. Brody Bargey tries to get the rebound, and he does. Missing the shot was Jace Watran. Here come the Indians with the ball. Breaker, Judy, and he misses a six-footer. Got his own rebound, though, and back up and in. Breaker, Judy, nice rebound there. Breaker down with 3 points this evening. It's back to a six-point game, 17-11. Indians back in the thick of things here. And there's a whistle. A foul is called on Fort Recovery on Grant Fortkamp. Number one on Grant's. Once again, I'm Rob Weaver. Our studio producer tonight, Sebastian Solis. Again, I remind you, if you've tuned in for the Jay County sectional game, that's being heard on our other stations, 1440 AM and 105.3 FM, Jay County and Delta tonight from the Connersville Girls sectional. Again, that's on our other stations right now. Right side to Grant Fortkamp. Grant looking, passing back outside to Brody Bargy. Bargy lobs it inside to Breaker Judy, and the foul's going to be called, I think, on Versailles. Yes. Jack Borchers gets called for the foul. Jack Borchers. So it'll be out of bounds to the Indians. Not a shooting foul. Brody Bargy will toss it in here. Bargy has it stolen away, ripped out of the out of his hands by Ethan Wilker. And Versailles has the basketball. They lead by six, 17-11. We had a chance to cut it to four there and couldn't get the job done. Again, we lost the JV game tonight. I'll tell you about that at halftime. Here's a pass over on the left, back outside, and it's good. Three-pointer. Jace Watfron hits a three, and that gives him 7 points on the night, and it's 20-11. Tigers on top by nine here at Versailles, Ohio. Brody Bargy with the basketball, dribbling, stopping, passing over to Breaker Judy. Breaker moves to his right. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll be given to Indians. Last touch by Versailles. Second quarter brought to you again by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. See the Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L as well. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Colson Post is in the game now for the Indians. Right side it goes to Dilworth, who came in also, Braylon Dilworth. Down in the corner to Post, back outside to Briggs Overman. Here's a shot fired up, no good. Rebound back up by Judy, no good. Rebound comes to Versailles. Here come the Tigers with the ball, leading by nine, 20-11. Over on the left, baseline jumpers, no good, out of bounds. And it's going to go to Fort Recovery. They say it was last touched by Blake Monin. Monin had missed the baseline shot there a moment ago. Tried to get his own rebound and stepped out of bounds. Braylon Dilworth will bring the basketball up. He'll pass over to Colson Post. Post way on the outside, dribbling the basketball between the circles now. On the left it goes to Gavin Evers. Evers will stop, looks for Post, gets him the ball. Right side it goes to Briggs Overman. Down to Braylon Dilworth. Dilworth dribbles around, stops, pops, and it's partially blocked. They're going to call a foul on Versailles on the shot. Coach of the Tigers, Travis Swank, didn't think that was a foul. He thought it was a block, but that's what the official called. Braylon Dilworth at the line. The first one's no good. He will have one more. Braylon looking for his first point of the night. He just came in a little bit ago. Again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your second quarter scoreboard sponsor. This is up and no good again. Rebound comes down to Drake Arnes of Versailles. He's on the outside with the basketball. Passing out between the circles to Ethan Wilker. Back on the left wing it goes to Carson Bergman, who's in the game. Outside to Arnes. Arnes dribbling the basketball. Wants to shoot, can't find the shot. Back outside it goes to Jace Watron. Now on the left, here's a drive in and good. Ethan Wilker hits a shot off the glass, and it makes it a 11-point lead here now, 22-11. Indians need a basket. Gavin Evers will fire and get it. Gavin Evers connects from the free throw line. That makes it 22-13. Lead is back to eight. Lead is back to nine, I should say. And here's a collision and a foul on Fort Recovery. Who's that going to be on? That's on Colson Post. Don't forget, your dealer for those dependable New Holland tractors is K&L Tractor Sales and Service. State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Grant Fortkamp and Brody Bargy come back in. Braylon Dilworth and Colson Post will both go out. Fort Recovery girls finished their season last night losing to Versailles, and they will be in action next on February the 15th when they'll play in the tournament, taking on Triad. Here's a shot fired up, no good. Rebound comes down to Gavin Evers. Evers on the left to Briggs Overman. Here's a shot from the left corner by Grant Fortkamp. It's no good, and there's going to be a, I guess they say the ball went over the top of the backboard, so that's out of bounds. So Versailles has the basketball. Drake Arnes with it. He's a 6'2 junior for the Tigers. Again, Versailles a 14-5 record on the year, and there's a foul on Grant Fortkamp. As they say, he fouled Jace Watron on a three-point shot. So Watron will have three free throws here. That's the second on Grant Fortkamp. Bouncing the ball is Jace Watron. Puts it up, and it is good. Got the first one. You'll find the endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio. This one's also good. He's having a nice evening this evening. Gives him 9 points on the night already. Again, talking about Jace Watron. Up and good again. He has 10 points on the night. Timeout called on the court. Versailles calls a timeout. We'll be back in a moment. It's Versailles 25, Fort Recovery 13, with 2:44 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperatures because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalp Pharmacy will take the time to understand what your needs are and answer any questions you have. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy, taking the time to listen and care.
I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to carry the full line of cross-harvesting equipment. If you're needing a combine, forage harvester, baler, or hay tool, K&L Tractor is the place to go. Fully stocked cross parts and factory-trained technicians keep you running smooth all season long. For all of your cross-harvesting needs, shop K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Versailles High School, Versailles, Ohio. Back conference game going on, Fort Recovery and Versailles. And Versailles has led pretty much all the way. I think Fort Recovery led really early. And Versailles steals the ball on the press, and they lay it in. Nice steal by Blake Monin. And he scores to make it 27-13 now. Indians down by 14 points. Brody Bargy has the ball knocked loose, and a foul is going to be called on Arnes. Drake Arnes gets called for the foul. Here we go with the inbounds pass. Comes in to Gavin Evers. Brody Bargy with it out front. Drives down, lays it up and in. Brody Bargy scoring. That gets us off the 13. It's 27-15 now. Indians down by 12 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Again, if you've tuned in for the Jay County girls game tonight, that's on our other stations, 1440 AM, 105.3 FM. And here's a pass on the baseline. And wide open was Ethan Wilker, who scores the layup. That makes it 29-15. Versailles on top by 14. Here's Gavin Evers, good. Brody Bargy hitting with a pass just off the free throw line, and Evers scores his sixth point of the night, and it's 29-17. Indians trail by 12 now. Drake Arnes with the basketball. He'll pass it off back to Arnes. Way out, free throw line, drives down the lane, pops the shot, can't get it to go down. Rebound, Brody Bargy. Brody will bring it up for the Indians. Passing right side, Grant Fortkamp open, shots off the mark. Rebound comes to Versailles. Getting the board was Cam Arnes. Here's a shot from the right. It's good on a three. Jace Watron. Watron with 13 points now on the night. And what was that all about? Caught him for going over and back? Wow. I didn't see that, but the official said he did. Briggs Overman called for going over and back. So Versailles with the basketball leading 32-17 with 50 seconds to go in the first half of play here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Second quarter. Left side jumper is no good. Rebound comes to Gavin Evers. Missing that shot was Jace Watron. Here comes Brody Bargy with it. He'll pass over on the left to Gavin Evers. Evers comes inside, puts it up no good, and he's going to be fouled in the act of shooting. And he will go to the free throw line for two shots. Called that foul on Jace Watron. So Gavin Evers at the line. He has 6 points already tonight and now seven. We need to get that boy the ball more often. Having a nice night tonight, Gavin Evers is. This will be point number eight, and it is. Two for two at the line for Gavin, and 8 points on the night. 32-19, Indians trail by 13 points. 20 seconds to go in the first half, and Versailles is going to try to take the last shot of the half, leading by 13. Over on the left side it goes to Ethan Wilker. Back around to Arnes, who passes to Wilker down along the lane. Back outside it goes. Down to 1 second. They get the shot off, and it's no good. Shot was off by Blake Monin, but it was no good. And the score at the end of the half, Versailles leading Fort Recovery 32-19. We'll be back in a moment. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Your Case IH, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Again, see them for those New Holland tractors and Kloss Farm Equipment. We'll be back in just a moment.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Is your land and your legacy, and there's so much riding on your crops, your soil management choices are deeply personal, too. K&L Tractor stocks a variety of Great Plains tillage solutions that will put your vision to work. Whatever approach you take, vertical, conventional, or hybrid, you can trust the cutting-edge technology and consistent, field-tested performance you'll find across Great Plains' entire soil management line. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, I had a chance to talk with the head coach of the Indians, Bobby Leverett, before the game tonight, and here is that interview. Back at Versailles, the home of the Tigers, Rob Weaver here, along with Bob Leverett, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. And Bob, let's talk about last weekend. A happy weekend for you.
Yeah, great weekend. Started off with a nice win over New Knoxville, and then Got a good hard-fought win down at Arcanum on Saturday, so nice to get two back-to-back going into this weekend.
So is Arcanum a team that you might see in the tournament coming up?
No, they're Division 7, so we'll stay away from them.
Okay. And that's coming up down the road here. When is the tournament draw for that?
Tournament draws Sunday at 2 o'clock. So, yeah, we got to have our final score tonight in at midnight, and then it's based off of tonight's game. So if you would play tomorrow night, it doesn't go towards your rankings, your final rankings.
Where are you guessing that we're going to be playing?
We'll be playing at Troy, most likely. Right now, out of the 13 teams in our sectional, we're a 5 seed. If we would happen to win tonight, that would put us at a 4. Don't think we could get to 3. It would be close, but 4 or 5 seed, either one are pretty good options. The first 4 teams, they can choose to pass or take it. There's 3 byes in the sectional, but the kicker with the byes is you wouldn't play for a week and a half. So I don't see many of those top seeds taking a bye.
Would you take a bye?
No.
Okay, there you go, folks. You heard it from Coach Bob. Well, and the nice thing about it is that we're going south this year, so the teams, on it, quite honestly, aren't as strong to the south as they are to the north. We don't have to face Marion Local. We don't have to face St. Henry right off the bat, so that's nice.
Yeah, you stay away from Spencerville, Coldwater, St. Henry, Marion, and that northwest district there. There is if we would happen to go to our north bracket, that does run into those guys at regionals, but you still got to make it to regionals at that point. So, yeah, depending on where Tri-Village and Anna go, they're the 1 and 2 seed right now. It's kind of based on where we decide to go. Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to seeing that tournament pairings, and we'll have it for you listeners on the radio come Monday morning right away. And you'll be able to, I'm sure, see it on Fort Recovery Athletics' Facebook page as well. Well, the Versailles Tigers tonight, tell us about them.
Oh, solid. They've got one senior, Jace Watrin, who's a 6-foot guard, gets 13 a game. Pretty crafty score. I say score, not really a shooter, more of a scores mentality. Their point guard is a 3-year starter. That's a junior, Drake Arnes. Actually, he averages 13. Watrin is at 12. As a team, they shoot over 50%. They don't shoot a lot of threes. They make about one, or they average about one a game. So everything they get is in the paint. And it's not because they're posting up. They're all 6'1", 6-foot, long, lengthy kids that are very skilled. So they break you down off the dribble and get layups, or they get nice pull-ups.
So just leave them open from three, huh?
Absolutely. not so fast. So no, we just told our guys, if we can keep them out of the paint, Drake Arnes does a great job of running the show. If we can keep him outside of the paint, creating shots for everybody else, I like our chances. We want them to have to settle for pull-ups or contested threes and no second chance points.
How about your starters tonight? Who are those guys going
to
be?
We'll be back to the same. Grant Forkamp was out last Saturday. His sister got married, so he'll be back at the 2. We've moved Overman over to the point guard, kind of testing him a little bit down the stretch here as a senior to, hey, come and run the show. We know you can play the whole game. And then Gavin Evers will be at our 3, and then Breaker and Brody be at the 4 and the 5. So our usual starters tonight.
Yeah, and Briggs has been playing pretty well lately, offensively.
Yeah, he has. He's found his stroke here down the stretch. Actually, all the guys have started to shoot the ball better. Our team shooting percentage is getting better and better each game, so hopefully we can continue that.
Well, good luck, sir. Hope you can come away with a big win tonight.
Absolutely. We've played well here in the past, so hopefully we can continue.
Bob Leverett, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, will be back with more here at Versailles right after we pause for this.
promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights that constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Here at Versailles High School, again, the halftime score, 32-19. That interview we did with Bobby was for our pregame show tonight, which we didn't have time to get that in, so that's why we played it here at halftime. And again, the tournament draw is Sunday, so we'll be looking forward to seeing that. Here's your scoring at halftime. Fort Recovery led by Gavin Evers with 8 points. He has 3 2-point baskets and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. Brody Bargy has 4 points. Brody with 2 2-point baskets. Briggs Overman with 4 points on 2 2-point baskets. And Breaker Judy has 3 points on 1 out of 2 at the line and a 2-point basket. Braylon Dilworth was at the free throw line, took 2 free throw shots, but missed both of those. Again, leading the way, Gavin Evers with 8, Brody Bargy 4, Briggs Overman 4, Breaker Judy with 3. For the Versailles Tigers, who are in the lead here, 32-19, they're led by Jace Watron with 13 points. His average is only 12, so he has his average plus some here at the halftime. 9 points for Drake Arns. His average is 14 points. 6 points for Blake Monin, and 4 points for Ethan Wilker. In the reserve game, it was Fort Recovery losing 53-39 in that one. Indians trailed 36-23 at the third quarter and cut the lead down to 6 points with a couple of minutes to go in the game, but Versailles pulled away at the end to win 53-39. Leading scorers for Fort Recovery, Brady Evers had 8 points. Hudson Overman, as usual, he was up there. He ended up with 10 points on the night. Colton Thompson had 6, 7 for Douglas Benn, 5 points for Dylan Klinke, and 2 points for Carter Fortkamp. Andy Niekamp chipped in with 1 point tonight. Again, 53-39. Indians lose the junior varsity game. Well, we're set to go here in the second half. Third quarter is being brought to you by Cooper Farms. And here's Brody Bargy in, up, and good. By the way, I don't know if you folks saw that Fort Recovery native Greg Snyder was named the superintendent of schools for the Sydney School Corporation. Congratulations to Greg. Great opportunity for him, and I'm sure he got a raise on the paycheck, too. Greg Snyder named the superintendent of schools at Sydney. He's been there for many years, started as a teacher there and went on from there. Shots no good by Versailles. Fort Recovery with the ball. Indians trail by 11, 32-21. Chance to cut the lead back here in this Cooper Farms third quarter. Brody Bargy on the right side to Grant Fortkamp. Fortkamp in the lane, pops the shot, got it. Fortkamp scoring his first basket of the evening. And the Indians have cut the lead down to 9 at 32-23. Versailles with the basketball out front. Here's the shot, and it's no good. Rebound Breaker Judy. Missing that basket for the Tigers was Blake Monin. And here come the Indians with the basketball. Briggs Overman dribbles down the right side. He tried to hand off to Grant Fortkamp. The ball is loose. Grant needs some help, and he had to throw it away, and now there's a foul called on Brody Bargy. Has a tough break for the Indians there. Ball just got loose on us and cost us the turnover. 6:21 left to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Arnes will bring the ball up. Over on the right side it goes. Underneath. Back on the left. DeMonnen. Back out top it goes. Now Arnes with the basketball again. That's Drake Arnes. Around the horn. Back to Arnes. He'll pass over on the left side to Blake Monnen. Tigers working the ball on the perimeter. Arnes goes inside, puts it up and missed it. Rebound, Brody Bargy. Well, they got their inside shot they wanted, but they missed it. Indians have the basketball. Come on, guys. Hit this shot here, and we're right back in the thick of things. Grant Fortkamp on the left. Gavin Evers started to drive in. Now he passes off to Fortkamp, and there's going to be a travel called on Grant Fortkamp. Well, I didn't see that. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in good old Fort Recovery, St. Henry, also Coldwater and Rossburg here in this area. Versailles with the basketball. Cooper Farms, third quarter, shots missed. Indians are having a lot of opportunities here. They've got the rebound. Here comes Judy. He dunks the ball. Breaker Judy on the dunkaroo. And the Indians are now back to within seven, and Versailles calls time. 32-25. Fort Recovery is pumped up. They're down by only seven here in the third quarter. 4:50 to go. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, so far, it's been Fort Recovery's third quarter here. Versailles has yet to score in the quarter, and the Indians have scored 6 points to cut the lead to 32-25. Versailles with the ball here. Oh, there's a baseline drive, and it's up and good by Drake Arnes. Arnes scoring on a baseline drive, and it's 34-25, back to a lead of 9 points. Briggs Overman in the lane. Turns, fires, misses. Rebound comes down to Ethan Wilker of Versailles. Over to Drake Arnes. Arnes between the circles. Passing on the right side. With the ball there is Blake Monnen. Monnen will bounce pass to Arnes. Here's a drive to the hoop. Up and good by Ethan Wilker. Now again, another inside shot, and here's a foul at the other end on Versailles. And that's going to be whistled. Jack Borchers picks up the foul for Versailles, and Breaker Judy goes to the line, fouled in the act of shooting. Breaker has 5 points on the night, and now, oh, he couldn't get that one. It rolled off. Don't forget, check out the many employment opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to cooperfarms.com/join our team. That's cooperfarms.com/join our team. This one is good by Breaker. He has 6 points on the evening now, and the Indians on defense. Versailles brings it up. Drake Arnes, their point guard. Over on the right side it goes. With the ball there is Jace Watron. To Drake Arnes, back to Watron. Watron will dribble in, feeds off on the baseline. It's up, missed. And rebound Brody Bargy, and he's fouled. Cam Arnes missed that layup. Thank goodness. Again, Versailles having a pretty nice year, 14-5 on the season. Fort Recovery 6-13, but they've been playing much better. They lost 9 in a row there. Have been playing much better as of late. Won 2 games last weekend over New Knoxville and also Arcanum. Brody Bargy with the ball on the left here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. We trail by 10, 36-26. Breaker goes to the hole, misses the shot. Rebound comes to Drake Arnes. He'll feed it off. Baseline shots up and good by Blake Monin. Monin has 8 points on the night now. It's a 12-point lead, 38-26. Here's Colson Post down to the baseline. Passes to Braylon Dilworth, and Dilworth is fouled by Versailles. I think it'll be out of bounds. No, they're going to say Braylon was shooting. Okay. We'll take it. Braylon Dilworth at the line. He puts it up and missed it. He's 0-for-3 tonight for Braylon. Come on, Braylon, get off the snide here. He's only a freshman. He was in the running for the point guard to start the season. And that one is good. He finally got one to go down. But Grant Fortkamp beat him out of that position. So Braylon's been playing quite a bit of junior varsity ball as well. And we have a foul called on Fort Recovery as it was the Tigers' Ethan Wilker driving to the basket. Out of bounds to Versailles. Drake Arnes will toss it in. Lobs it in the lane, and there's a foul called on Fort Recovery as Jace Watron gets fouled.
So number 22, Fort Camp, is our team third. Watron is on shooting 2.
And Grant Fort Camp got called for the foul, his third. So 2 shots for the Tigers here. First one is no good. At the free throw line is Jace Watron. He will have one more. He was perfect up until then, 3-for-3. And this one's good. Now he's 4 out of 5. 39-27, 12-point lead here for the, again, Versailles Tigers. And trying to steal the ball away was Ethan Wilker, but he couldn't get it done. So here we go with the inbounds pass from Brody Bargy to Breaker Judy. Indians down by 12, 39-27. 3-point shot by Polson off the mark. Rebounds chased down by Breaker Judy and went off the fingertips of Brody Bargy and out to Judy. Braylon Dilworth has the ball now. Top of the key, passes on the left to Breaker Judy. Here's a drive by Fortkamp. Shot's blocked. And down come the Tigers. Up and no good, and a foul's call on Brody Bargy. It's going to be 2 shots coming here for Ethan Wilker. Wilker drove the baseline there. Number 3 on Brody. Thirty-9-27. Bargy goes out of the game. And let's see who came back in there. Might have been Gavin Evers. At the line is Ethan Wilker. He puts the first one up, and it is good. Actually, that was the second one. And he missed the first one. So 40-27, 3-point shot is good by Breaker Judy. Breaker Judy with a 3. That cuts the lead to 40-29. Hanging in there. Inside shot by Drake Arnes. He missed it. Rebound for Sales. With the ball out front now is Jace Watrin. Watrin dribbling out near the timeline. Gives over to Drake Arnes. Arnes will pass on the left side. Oh, nice behind the backdoor play there for Versailles, but they missed it. Backdoor play for Ethan Wilker, but he couldn't get the ball to go down. Nice pass. Breaker Judy with the ball. On the left side, it goes to Colson Post. Now Breaker, he'll pop the shot. Got it. Breaker Judy's getting hot here. He's got 10 points on the night. And it's 31 for the Indians, 40 for Versailles, a 9-point lead, 40-31. Versailles with the basketball back out front. Over on the right, top of the key, shots fired up, missed, no good off the rim. Rebound comes to Braylon Dilworth. Dilworth comes down, feeds over on the right to Grant Fortkamp. 3-point shots, no good. Boy, that would have been nice. That would have cut the lead to 8, but didn't happen. Down comes Versailles with the ball. Over on the left to Monin. He'll pass underneath, up and good. Monin was able to find Cam Arnes underneath, who laid it in. And now the Indians have the basketball. Oops, might have been a little traveling there, but official didn't catch it. Braylon Dilworth comes down over to Breaker Judy. Judy goes inside, fires it up, and got it. Right at the buzzer. Breaker Judy makes it a 42-33 game. Indians are only down by 9. Hang in there. We still have a quarter to go. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Attention farmers, Case IH and Hall Brothers have teamed up to help get your equipment ready to go this year. Right now, all Case IH tractors, combines, and planters are eligible to receive 2 free hours of labor after an inspection from our service department. Plus, there's discounts on the Case IH parts that are used in any repairs that are done. So now is a great time to save on Case IH equipment repairs. Call today for details. Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
And our fourth quarter brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery. Versailles has the ball to start the quarter, and they missed the shot. And here's Colson Post with it. Over to Gavin Evers, back to Post. Out front, Braylon Dilworth. Right side it goes to Briggs Overman. Overman down the lane. He tries to pass it off, and it went off of Versailles, and the Tigers steal the ball. And there's a foul called, I think, on Colson Post. Let's see what the official says. Nope, it's on Breaker. Breaker Judy picks up his second foul tonight. Your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery, Ohio. That's Hall Brothers Incorporated. Free throw is up and good by Cam Arnes. He'll have one more. This one's up, and it is no good this time. And that was not Cam. That was Jace Waltron. Jace Waltron at the line there a moment ago. Indians have the ball, trailing by 10. Come on, let's cut it down to 8 here, guys. Colson Post outside to Breaker Judy. Thinks about shooting the 3, decides against it. Gives over to Briggs Overman. He's at the free throw line. Puts the shot up on the Euro step, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. So at the line will be Briggs Overman.
Will be Briggs Overman. 4 points tonight. He averages 12.
He's way off his average tonight, averaging 12 points a game, and he's only got four, and he missed the free throw. Come on, Briggsy. Get going here. We still got time. 7 minutes to go in the game on the Hall Brothers Incorporated scoreboard. Official says, calls time because Briggs' shoestrings were undone. So it gives him a chance to get those tied up. Briggs bounces the basketball, lets her fly, and it's good this time. 5 points for Overman. It's now 43-34. That's the first point he's scored in a while. We'll take it. 6:52 to go in the ball game. Indians down by 9, 43-34. Here's Drake Arnes in the just inside the free throw line, and he drills it. Drake Arnes gets a 2-point basket. Makes it 45-34. Briggs Overman up and no good. Rebound comes down. We've got a jump ball called. Haven't had too many of the held balls tonight. Goes to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession. And Versailles stole it away on the inbounds pass. They got an easy basket at the other end. Up and good by Chase Watford. 47-34. That hurts. And there's the ball going out of bounds. It's tipped out of bounds by Versailles' Blake Monin. So Brody Bargy will toss it in here in the Hall Brothers Incorporated fourth quarter. Serving the Fort Recovery area for well over 100 years, your Case IH and Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Brody Bargy out front with the basketball. Turns, stops, passes over on the right side to Colson Post. It's no good. Rebound comes down, knocked around. Fort Recovery's Gavin Evers picks it up. Over to Briggs. Briggs fires a three. He missed it. Rebound comes down to Versailles. Racing down the court, and they throw it away. Behind the back pass by Jace Watron, and it was thrown away. Tried to hit Jack Borchers, who was breaking towards the basket. 5:42 to go in this game. It's not over, but the Indians need to be making a move here. They trail by 13. 47-34. Indians down by 13 points. Here's Briggs Overman, right side. They're going to call him for a foul. Offensive foul. I don't know. That looked like a flop to me, but the official didn't see it that way. Here comes Versailles with the basketball. Home of the Versailles Tigers. Really nice school here and brand new school. Over to go to Drake Arnes in the lane. Tries to hand it off. He does. His shot's out of bounds. Who's going to get it? They say Fort Recovery touched it last. So the Tigers will put it in play. Drake Arnes will go in to Ethan Wilker. Wilker now passes back outside. There's Borchers out the top of the key. Over on the left side it goes to Ethan Wilker. Now to Drake Arnes, who's in between the circles, dribbling the basketball. Works his way to the right, feeds over on the wing. Three-point shot is up and no good by Blake Monin. Rebound Fort Recovery. And the Instant cut the lead back here. They trail by 13. Inside to Briggs Overman, puts it up, can't get it to go down. Rebound Drake Arnes. Got it inside there, but it wouldn't go down. Briggs is just having kind of an off night for him. Has 5 points on the evening. We could use about 4 3-pointers by Briggs before this game is over. Versailles with the basketball. Carson Bergman with it. On the left of Borchers. Jack Borchers dribbling the ball. He'll feed over to Ethan Wilker. Wilker goes underneath, wide open. Up and good was Blake Monin. He has 10 points on the night now, as Monin was wide open on that one. Now it's a 49-34 game, and there's a foul called on Versailles. Gavin Evers drove inside, and he was fouled by Versailles, but it's not a shooting foul. Looking for outstanding service for your farm equipment? You know where you can go. That's Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here's a shot off the glass and good by Breaker Judy, who's having a nice game tonight. That gives Breaker 14 points on the night. There's a whistle and a foul on Fort Recovery. It's on Breaker. Foul's on Breaker Judy. Don't forget, the Fort Recovery girls play their tournament game next Saturday. We'll have the game for you on the radio. It'll be from Covington. Fort Recovery and Triad at 2 o'clock next Saturday afternoon. You can hear it on 100.9 on your FM dial. Here's a pass outside. Versailles with the ball. Jace Watron with it. He's exceeded his average tonight. Got a total of 17 points on the night. He drives to the hole, and he's going to be called for a charge. He rammed in to Briggs Overman. So Watron picks up the foul, his third. Indians are still down 49-36 here in timeout Fort Recovery. Timeout Indians. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, safety products, and more, our knowledgeable staff is here to find the durable medical equipment individuals are looking for who are living at home with chronic illness or injury. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy and Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We're back at Versailles. Time's running out here on the Indians with only 3:06 to go in the game, and we're down by 13, 49-36. 9 points is as close as we've been able to get here in this second half. Shots up and no good by the Indians. Rebound comes to Versailles. Down come the Tigers. Drake Arnes passes over on the right to Borchers. Back outside to Drake Arnes. Now he dumps it off, and there's a foul called on the Indians as Ethan Wilker is fouled in the lane. I'm not sure if they're going to be a shooting foul on that or not. Nope. That was on Colson Post, his third foul of the evening. And Versailles has the basketball. 2:46 to go, leading by 13. Here's Arnes, Drake Arnes inside, and he scores, and he's fouled.
Basket is good by Drake Arnes.
Drake Arnes puts it in. He has a total of 15 on the night now. 2:39 remaining in the game. It's now a 15-point game again. This could be the biggest lead of the game if Arnes hits this one. Flies it up there, and he got it. 16 points for Drake Arnes, and we've got timeout Fort Recovery. The Indians want to send several kids in the game here with 2:35 to go. All the starters come out. Going in was Carter Fortcamp. Braylon Judy goes in. Dylan Klinke goes in. Douglas Ben goes in. Here's a shot from the right side. It's no good by Brady Evers, who's also in there. And we have a foul called on Versailles on the rebound. Borchers gets called for the foul. Indians have the ball. Shot from the right side. Good three-pointer by Braylon Dilworth. That's his first basket of the night. So Braylon Dilworth scoring. There's a shot up and good at the other end. It was Drake Arnes scoring for Versailles. Versailles has not taken their starters out yet. We have taken all of our starters out. Minute 40 to go in the game. Shots fired up. No good by Brady Evers. Rebound comes down to Versailles. At the other end, it's up and good. Blake Monin scoring, and now the Tigers send in a whole new crew. So up the court, there's a shot from the outside, no good by Dylan Klinke. And the rebound comes down to Fort Recovery, back up and in. Scoring on the play was Dylan Klinke. His first basket tonight, 56-41. Versailles is going to win this one tonight. Unfortunately, we just couldn't get going here in the second half. Enough to cut the lead down to where we were a threat. Here's the ball stolen by Evers. He puts it up and he's blocked. Brady Evers' shot is blocked. It'll be given out of bounds to the Indians. Thanks to our studio producers tonight, Sebastian Solis at the radio station, Brody Hart at FortRecoveryRadio.com back at the studios, and Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com here at the game site. Shots up by Brady Evers, no good. Rebound comes to Versailles. 56-41 score. Versailles in the lead. And again, all the starters are on the bench now for both teams. Versailles works the ball around the perimeter. Shot from the top of the key is short, no good for Versailles. Rebound, Doug Benn. Over to Braylon Dilworth. Dilworth counts across the timeline. Underneath, passes back outside. Three-point shot is no good at the horn. Missing that at the horn was Carter Fortcamp, and that's your game. 56-41. Indians lose here to the Versailles Tigers tonight. We'll wrap it up in just a moment right after this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hall Brothers Service Department is right now running a terrific special on Case IH equipment. Here's how to take advantage. First, schedule an inspection by Hall Brothers for your Case IH tractor, combine, or planter. That equipment is then eligible for 2 free hours of labor from the Hall Brothers Service Department. Plus, there's 15% off Case IH filters, $5 off opening blades, $3 off guards, and $2 off Case IH sweeps. There's just lots of ways to save right now. Call Hall Brothers for details on this great offer.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here once again at Versailles High School, where the Tigers have defeated our Indians by a final score of 56-41 tonight. It was 17-9 at the end of the first quarter. Versailles in the lead. They, I think, led all the way except, I believe, the Indians led 2-0. That was the only lead of the night. It was 32-19 at halftime, and again, the final 56-41. Indians just couldn't get any closer than 9 points in the second half. Full Recovery was led tonight by Breaker Judy with a nice night. 15 points for Breaker. 8 points for Gavin Evers. 7 for Brody Bargy. 5 for Briggs Overman. 4 points for Braylon Dilworth. And 2 points apiece for Grant Fortkamp and Dylan Klinke. The Versailles Tigers were led by Jace Waltron with 17. It was 16 points for Drake Arnes, both Waltron and Arnes above their average tonight. 12 points for Blake Monin, 7 points for Ethan Wilker, and 2 points for Cam Arnes. Again, leading the way for Versailles, 17 for Jace Waltron, 16 for Drake Arnes, 12 for Blake Monin. Indians had only Breaker Judy in double figures with 15 tonight. In the JV game, it was all Versailles. Well, I won't say all Versailles, but Versailles did win 53-39 as Fort Recovery was led by Doug Benn with 7 and Brady Evers with 8. 6 points for Colton Thompson, 5 points for Dylan Klinke, 10 points for Hudson Overman. Hudson Overman actually led the team with 10 points. And Carter Fortkamp chipped in with 2. And it was Andy Niekamp with 1. Bobby Leverett joins us. And hey, we want to congratulate Greg Snyder on being named the superintendent of the Sydney Schools.
Greg Snyder, he's one of my all-time favorites.
Yep, good guy.
Don't tell him I said that, though.
Yeah, I saw that today.
Yeah,
so.
Great. He'll do good things, and he's already been there for a while doing good things, so he'll continue that.
His paycheck will go up, too.
Yeah, a little bit. Maybe we'll get a Christmas card now.
Well, kind of disappointing. We got behind there. We just couldn't make any headway on getting back in the game.
Right. Down 13 at halftime. We got it to within 9 going into the fourth quarter. Still pretty good at that point, you know, because it was kind of like, hey, let's battle and see what happens. And gosh dang, we just couldn't get a break down the stretch there. And they're really good, aren't they?
They are good. They are good indeed. And
a couple things that, you know, we talked about going into it was, you know, Monin, Arnes, and Watson, and their three dudes got the points.
Yes, they did, and I think they were all above their average tonight against us, unfortunately.
Yeah, our other goal was to keep them out of the paint, and geez, you know, when they get in the paint, good things happen. That's why they shoot over 50-some% as a team, because they take high-quality shots. And, we didn't, you know, our light wasn't on early, and it really wasn't on the whole night. And the guys knew that. We talked about that as soon as I took the starters out. We talked on the bench a little bit about, you know, this is a little wake-up call for us. You can't come out at this point in the season and not be locked in. And we weren't tonight. We could kind of tell early on. And, it just kind of went that way the rest of the game.
Had a chance there to start the second half. Versailles kind of went cold there for a while.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And we had a chance to make some headway there, and we just couldn't quite get it done.
Right. At one point, I was wanting to get a timeout just to kind of regroup a little bit. And we got a good look, and it just wouldn't go in. We'd get another good look, it wouldn't go in. And, you know, at that point, it was like, okay, let's just keep doing what we're doing. And then finally we got a timeout and kind of just talked some things over. But, you know, kudos to Coach Swank. Man, he's got a nice club. They're going to make a nice run in tournament in Division Five. So thank God they're not in Division Six with us. But it's, you know, to find the silver lining, like I said, it's a wake-up call for our young squad. And if we come out and play like we have, you know, not tonight, obviously, but the last few weeks, you know, I like our chances here in tournament.
Breaker had a nice game for you, 15 points.
It was good
tonight
to see him get going. We've kind of adjusted his shot a little bit this last week, and so he's shot it real well in practice. I think he hit one outside shot, but had a nice little dunk, didn't he?
Yes, he did. We always like those.
Yeah, we like the dunks. And that was a big, you know, I thought, all right, we're going to get some momentum out of that. And, boy, they came back and countered right away, you know, and that's what good teams do.
Well, he was pumped after that, I can tell you that.
He was. I thought he was going to blow a blood vessel on his neck.
Well, okay, next week, what do you got coming up next week?
So, yeah, it doesn't get any easier. We go to Delphus and play state-ranked Delphus St. John's up there.
Just hold the ball on them.
You know what? If there was something at stake, we would. But we're going to go up there, and we're gonna do what we're trying to get good at for tournaments. So we'll mix up some 1-3-1, and we'll try and guard them some man. And as long as our effort is good and we're locked in and we're not having mental lapses like we did tonight, that's a positive coming out of that game, you know. And then we got Tri-Village at home. So that's a game I think we can you know, ruffle some feathers there. It's a team that's in our district, so.
Yeah, St. John's got 91 against these guys last week.
It was 81. Oh, okay. It was a misprint, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that tells you what we're going to be going up against. And our guys know that. They're not dumb. So, yeah, it's just about going up there, playing hard, you know, getting better at some things against a really good team to get ready for tournaments. Almost like a good practice game. And then back home for our last game, I mean, that's one that we're going to want to get that one. Definitely going into tournament.
Right.
It'll be a full house. Little cheer girls are going to be there, so there'll be 1,000 little cheerleaders in the stands and their family, so it should be a good atmosphere. And there's not really a lot of love lost between Tri-Village and Fort Recovery over the years, so our kids are going to want that one.
Okay, well, good luck in that one. Is Delphus lost anybody yet this year?
They got beat by Spencerville.
Really?
On a last second shot, I think. Yeah, they have one loss.
Wow.
Yeah, it was Spencerville. Yep.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for coming up. And, again, sorry the kids couldn't get that win for you tonight. It'd been nice, but this is a good team.
Yeah, nothing to be ashamed of.
Nope.
Okay. Thank you, Rob.
Take care.
Yep.
That's Bob Leverett, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. The Indians lose tonight to, again, the Versailles Tigers, 56-41. Versailles goes to 15-5 on the year. Indians drop to 6-14. On the season. That's it for us tonight from Versailles High School. Have a nice evening, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night.